You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is pushing for a greener and more environmentally friendly future, especially when it comes to driving. Electric and hybrid vehicles, they're becoming more and more popular. But California also has a requirement that by 2035, that's just over a decade from now, all new cars being sold in the state will have to be zero emission. And just like their regular gas-guzzling counterparts, these vehicles are going to need a lot of maintenance, which also means that there's a lot of new and good-paying career opportunities in this emerging automotive field. And there's also a push to get people interested in those jobs at a younger age. This month, a Sacramento City Unified High School became one of the first in the state to offer a pilot program focused on setting students up for the future careers as EV technicians. Joining us to talk about this new program are CAP Radio education reporter Srishti Prabha and JP Polanco, the program's instructor at John F. Kennedy High School. Good morning to afternoon to you both.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah.
All right, Srishti, I want to start with your reporting first. Why did you choose to feature the program?
Well, I'm always checking in with districts on new developments, and I was told about this one, and it sounded super unique. I hadn't heard about any other such programs in the county, and after some research, there's just not that many programs in the state or even in the country, so it felt like something I should highlight.
Yeah, I just anecdotally, looking on the roads, like electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. Did you get an idea in terms of numbers how common they are in the state?
Yeah, after talking to some experts like John Volker, who is an automotive reporter specializing in electric vehicles, I learned that in California this year, so this was last year, one in four new cars has a plug. So that's quite a few. And what he told me was this was way ahead of the rest of the country. And this is to meet the demand of the California mandate, which will have all new cars sold in the state be zero emissions by 2035. Creating like high paying job opportunities in the industry, having the potential to, saturate the market.
You know, given that this pilot program is really focusing on high schoolers to introducing them to a potential career as EV technicians, that kind of leads me to believe that we don't have enough as it stands. So, I mean, where is this industry today compared to the demand since it is increasing and becoming more popular on roadways?
Right. The narrative I got from multiple experts in the industry is that there's a void of EV technicians. JB, who is here with me today, actually connected me to an EV technician recruiter named Frank Kattar, who he brought to his class to talk about career pathways. And Frank told me that in his class, that in the classroom, he explained how like there's a changing automotive landscape and that actually there just aren't that many electric vehicle technicians.
EVs, so yeah, electric vehicles. Clearly, they're becoming more popular. More people are buying them. Is there a technician need for them? 100%. Is there a lack of technicians out there? 100%. Yeah. If you think about how many high schools back in the day had auto shop, you know, a lot of high schools did. Well, today, many high schools have gotten rid of the auto shop. There's a lot of individuals not going into the trade.
And another thing he noted was that the transition for a standard automotive technician to an electric vehicle technician is a really difficult one. And after speaking with John Volker, what I learned was that there's all this new technology. So there's three parts to an electric vehicle that are not part of standard automotive combustion engines. So you have a battery, you have an electric motor, and you have power electronics, which have various circuits and move power around. So you really have to learn a whole new set of language.
The idea here is that starting ideally in high school and certainly in community colleges that have good vocational training programs, we need a whole variety of new courses dealing with new materials that's never been used in the automotive sphere before.
Okay, so I better understand the problem that we're presented with, especially here in California. But when it comes to actually getting people into this career, you know, what makes this field attractive?
It's super lucrative. So what I learned was EV technician salaries can range from $140,000 to $160,000 a year, potentially more with more certifications, which is so much money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And you don't even need a college education. You know, I think about student loans. And so those could be non-existent. Why was Sac City Unified? Why did it become home to like one of the first EV career pathways for students, I believe, in the county and also statewide?
Yeah, one of the main reasons was that they already had a class and a space with all the facilities you need for this career pathway in place. So the only additional things that would be required were just the actual, machinery that would be required for an EV car. And so talking to Daniel Spinka, who's the career readiness director for the district, he had been waiting on workforce grants in order to actually acquire the things that are needed to have an EV forward curriculum. And he said one of the biggest challenges was that it's unattainably higher amount of money if a classroom facility is not already built.
You know, ideally we have more than one program, but then there's the reality of hopefully we have a community willing to make a multi-million dollar investment.
And he says that if the district witnessed a huge demand for the program, they would consider replicating the model.
So, okay. So This high school benefited from having the infrastructure, but it's still a sizable financial commitment. Given that you visited the high school just a little over a month ago, can you kind of give us a visual? Describe what you saw as an outsider in the classroom.
Yeah, I think JB's in there every day. But for me, it was quite new because What Frank was saying earlier is we did not have an auto shop class at my school, so I've never seen a space like that. A large warehouse space with tools and equipment and machinery to hitch up cars. Like, I've truly never been in something like that, so it was kind of incredible to see. And then there was also a little classroom in the back so you could teach and then, do actually hands-on work.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about a new electric vehicle pilot program that recently launched at John F. Kennedy High School within Sac City Unified, training students as EV technicians. Okay, so now I want to move to JB Polanco, who is the high school program's instructor. JB, how did you get involved in this?
I just seen that Sac City was hiring for an automotive teacher. I applied. When I applied, I was under the impression that it was going to be a traditional automotive program. And then once I was onboarded and on ground, it was kind of dropped on me that it was actually going to be an EV program. And so that's how I was introduced to it. I thought I was going to a traditional program, but,
That seems like a pretty big curveball. How did you adjust to that?
I'm still actually in the process of adjusting. So, trying to figure it out how to cater the curriculum to be electric vehicle based, because all automotive programs in general have an aspect of EV technology to them, but it's usually just a part of the program. So I'm trying to figure out and navigate how to make it the core of the program, and that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing right now.
I know that this pilot program just started this month, so it's kind of like it's at the simmer stage right now, but what excites you about this program?
I would have to say that the amount of support that we're receiving and the amount of excitement in the community. I'm here today talking with you. And thanks to Srishti, we got a lot of exposure, and the program has a bright light shining on it right now. So a lot of members of the community have stepped forward to really endorse and support the program. SMUD has reached out and said they're interested in partnering with us to make something happen. Also, before Christmas, the city of Sacramento reached out as well. So they're looking to partner with us to create opportunities for our students and to help transition to the zero emissions goal that the city of Sacramento has as a whole.
Yeah, and the reason why we have this pilot program is because I would imagine over the decades and generations, there has been this trend, at least at the high school level, away from technical trades, whether it's shop class or home ec or what have you. I would imagine you obviously had a background as a technician or a mechanic. You probably have a really intimate understanding of the issue that creates for the automotive industry.
Yeah, I definitely am from the trades, and I know there's a lot of trades. And like you mentioned, a lot of schools moved away from them because, we were told computers were the future, right? So if they did have any additional programs or vocational programs, they shifted their focus to meeting the demand for that market sector. And now, the people who've been working in the trades, whether it's automotive, carpenters, plumbers, whatever it is, there's huge vacancies because they're not being taught anywhere. So not just in the automotive industry itself, but any trade-based work, there's a high demand for it right now, and they're all creating good opportunities for people to make living wages. So it's looking good if you want to be a tradesman. And like you guys mentioned, it's something that you can earn a good living with without having to go to college.
Yeah, I mean, Trishy was saying salaries in the six figures, you know, and this also goes along. We've had these conversations on Insight. I mean, the desire to go to college has been challenging in recent years. So this could be, you know, a really viable, realistic alternative, you know, going into trade schools.
Absolutely. I just wanted to add that Sacramento County now is somewhat trying to focus a little more on career and technical pathways because they've had a very low overall rate of students pursuing four-year degrees. So this is a great alternative pathway. Having someone like JB also go through that transition kind of shows how hard it is. I know he didn't really talk about it, but he's learning on the go, you know, and then having to innovate like the curriculum so that it adapts. And I feel like that might be the best way to do it. You know, because you can actually teach kids what the transition's going to be. I don't know, JB, if you want
to
add.
And it goes back to Volker, is that who?
Yeah.
Where he was mentioning that, you know, we're going to have to introduce training programs that basically don't exist, right? So automotive programs typically have an accreditation standard that all programs meet, right? And that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm accustomed to. So when I first came into this job, that was what I envisioned in my head, was aligning my program to those standards. But to meet the demand for the EV technicians and the path that the district has identified it wants to take, I'm having to rethink that whole model and that accreditation process. And that's where I'm at right now, is trying to figure out if I can set my program up to where I'm meeting the vision of the district and still meeting those accreditation standards. And I may not meet accreditation standards, but as long as I'm accomplishing what the district has set out to do, then I think I'll be comfortable with that and happy with that result in the end, because we will be preparing our students for college and career success.
You know, given I go back, you know, many, many moons ago when I was in high school, I went to public school, part of Los Angeles Unified. There weren't really many, you know, kind of trade programs at my high school. So for me, reflexively, and for my classmates and friends too, you think like, oh, you know, go to college, or I won't go to college and I'll get a job doing something else. By having these kind of trade educations at the high school level, it actually just lets students know that there are alternatives out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's an important part of it, is letting students know, even the community as a whole, that there are well-paying opportunities out there in the trades. I mean, obviously, I represent the mechanical trade or the automotive trade. But like I mentioned earlier, there's lots of opportunities in all the fields. So it is a good opportunity for people who don't pursue the typical college route. So,
given that you're in shop or in class, you know, every day at school, I mean, how receptive are students to this? I mean, what are they telling you?
Students overall seem excited. They're you know, eager to learn, and I'm eager to teach them. But, you know, like I said, right now we're still in the preliminary stages, so we are kind of more a traditional automotive program. And so some of the seniors who are going to be leaving and going out into the world, you know, they're a little like, so this is all going to happen next year, right? So they kind of feel like they're being left out. But, you know, I just tell them, you know, there is opportunities for you to pursue this. It'll just have to be at the community college level, right? So you're not going to be able to get it in high school. But there are, you know, community colleges, you know, American River or Consumers River, they have programs to where if they truly are interested in this career field, they can go and continue to pursue that at post-secondary education level.
When it comes to Sac City Unified, I mean, it's one of many school districts in the county, but this school district is incredibly diverse. You know, when it comes to offering this kind of opportunity, this pilot program, you know, how is that reflective of the diversity of the student body at your high school?
I think that's something that I've been giving a lot of consideration to recently, especially since, you know, I found out that SMUD is interested in partnering with us in the city of Sacramento. And that's another evolution that I'm having in my thought process as far as developing the curriculum, is obviously there needs to be the service and diagnostic part of it. But I'm also thinking about like the transportation side of it, right? Creating equitable transportation solutions for the community as a whole. Because when you think about EVs, typically who drives EVs? More affluent people, right?
Yeah,
marginalized
communities. They're expensive.
Yeah, you know, the communities where my school is, most of them aren't going to have the means to purchase an EV. So with partnering with the city and with SPUD, I think part of our program is work-based learning, to where students are solving real-world problems, to where we could partner with SMUD and with the city of Sacramento to come up with transportation solutions for more marginalized communities who can't afford an EV, whatever that might be, but building the infrastructure, you know, maybe getting them the electric scooters or whatever options that might be there. You know, a voucher for parking downtown doesn't necessarily benefit the students in my community, right? So I'm excited to partner with them to find other solutions that might be more beneficial to the community that attends my school and that we serve.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Shrishti, what did you experience when you went to class?
Yeah, we talked a lot of actually about the diversity of the classroom, especially the type of students he's teaching. You know, JFK High is a highly diverse school. Majority of the students are Hispanic, Asian, and Black, and that tracks kind of with the student demographics of the district. But what I thought was even more interesting, and I don't know if JB wants to kind of talk about it a little more, was how he wanted to include women and LGBTQ students and minority people into the curriculum that he was going to write. And before, JB, you say anything, I do want to hear from Karina Morales, who's a student in his class and who told me the impact that he has had on her.
We had like a lot of guest speakers and they were telling us about good things in the automotive industry. And I think that's a good job to have, especially if you're a girl, because like people don't expect girls to be in there. So.
Yeah, what do you think about that, JB, what your student Karina said?
I mean, I'm glad she decided to share. But it is a career field that a lot of people don't go into. So I'm trying to be inclusive with the curriculum as I develop it to where students can see their culture, their identities reflected in it, whether, you know, it be their ethnic background or their whatever, right? Just to where they could see themselves reflected in the curriculum to where they will have an interest in it and want to pursue it. So I think that's an important part of it. I think students need to be able to see themselves to want to pursue something. So that's kind of why I'm trying to make that happen.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think even if, you know, someone maybe doesn't want to go into this career, it is just such invaluable information to know how to work on your vehicle. That is not something to be taken for granted. And it can be very expensive to work on your car, to pay for someone to do it. And so I just think that alone, like, knowledge is power.
Right. And you could save yourself, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime, just being able to do small little maintenance procedures like oil changes, you know, rotate your tires, brakes, simple things like that that can be taught, you know, in a couple of weeks.
With an EV, you don't have to do those things. Less money.
Yeah, they still have brakes. They still have tires.
The brakes, but yeah, the other stuff.
So,
yeah.
So some of those skills will translate from internal combustion to the EV sector. A lot of that stuff is compatible. And then just the basic understanding of how things work mechanically and that mechanical aptitude. And you know, just being able to use tools that will also transition to it pretty well.
It can also be intimidating. So removing that intimidation factor as well and just feeling confident and comfortable with kind of navigating around a car and an engine, I think is just invaluable. Finally, Shrishti, I mean, this is a pilot program. It's a rare one. Is there any idea that this could expand within the county or just even within other counties in California?
It probably will. I feel like actually, JB hadn't shared with me all the people that had reached out to him, and some of them were other districts. So it sounds like this could potentially be something that expands. That's kind of amazing that through this reporting, we were able to shine light on something and hold the system accountable and have that, you know, potentially expand out. I think it's super important because equity is such a big deal. So having equitable access to a program like this would be important.
Shrishti and JB, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
That is CAP Radio education reporter Shrishti Prabha and JB Polanco from John F. Kennedy High School, which is within Sac City Unified. And they were talking about a new electric vehicle pilot program, which is training high school students as EV technicians. It is among one of the first of its kind in the state. Still ahead, Sacramento has long been one of the most diverse cities in the country, and that can create a challenge for those with language and cultural barriers. We'll learn about how the city is partnering with community ambassadors to bridge that gap. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.